it was a fun program to have a naming contest. I think people always enjoy that kind of thing, and mm-hmm. now that it can be done online, everybody can get easy access to it, so it was a lot of fun. And some of the names won't be surprising. You know, one of our male Malayan Tigers is named Houday.
Okay.
The folks that are season ticket holders naturally were bent toward Bengals-oriented names, so the number two choice runner-up was Benzu, but it ends up the number one that came from that group was Houday. So that's one of our males.
Okay.
And then his brother, they're both 5 years old, his brother is named Taj, T-A-J. And,
very cool.
That was also recommended by a number of different people in the sort of broader just community and zoo naming contest. So both names are great, and we're excited, and they're different enough that they we can distinguish them one from another.
And the zoo has always been so supportive of big cat education and conservation. You've got a new exhibit. Tell me about Cat Canyon.
That's right. Cat Canyon opens on Friday, June 29th, and we're excited about it. It's in the same space mm-hmm. where we used to have our tiger grottos, and some people might remember we also had cheetahs down in there at times and wild dogs. But the trouble with it was completely isolated from the rest of the zoo. What we've done by putting in a creative set of pathways and ramps, we've made an accessible, meaning wheelchair accessible,
okay.
facility that ties right to our other cat facilities. So you've got the Night Hunters exhibit with small cats, bear mm-hmm. cats, all kind of things. You have a cougar exhibit, which opened last May, a year ago. And then now it's tied to our brand new Cat Canyon, which features Malayan tigers, our white Bengal tigers, which the zoo's famous for, as well as a new snow leopard exhibit outdoors, which is terrific. We have 2 1-year-old snow leopards. They came from 2 different zoos. As they grow up, hopefully they'll mate and we'll have baby snow leopards again.
And you've also got a new way for people to help big cat conservation through the ADOPT program. And ADOPT is an acronym for Animals Depend on People Too.
That's right. A neat partnership, partnering with the Cincinnati Bengals. The line I like to use is 2 winning teams are partnering to help save an endangered cat. Because though people love tigers, they love them all over the world, and we do surveys that are among our most popular animals. Of course, they're one of the most majestic predators in history. Unfortunately, they also are terribly endangered. So fortunately, some good people are working in Malaysia, where our Malayan tigers come from, to help protect tigers. So we're partnering with those groups, a group Panthera, which is run by a scientist named Alan Rabinowitz, also partnering with the Wildlife Conservation Society to really help protect tigers in the wild. So the connection with the Bengals is if you adopt one of our Malayan tigers, either Houday or Taj, you receive a bunch of things that are really tricky. You get, rather than a typical zoo certificate that might just have my signature, it's got the zoo's logo, but also the Bengals logo.
How cool.
And the funds that you donate help support our tiger conservation efforts. So it's a great win-win.
You can find out how to get more information about Cat Canyon and the ADOPT program at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden on our website at wnku.org under local news. Thane Maynard, thank you.
You bet, Matt. Always good to talk to you.